to tomorrow night, 37. Then on Saturday, with cool sunshine back, high temperature up to about 57. That's normal for this time of the year. Back to the low 60s Sunday with a slight chance of showers. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The shooting death of a man in Montgomery is now being investigated as a homicide. Police say 30-year-old Nordriquis Caldwell was found dead from a gunshot wound on Rigby Street Sunday night. They say after opening a death investigation, it was determined his death was criminal. So far, no arrests have been made in the case. Montgomery County Probate Judge Stephen Reed has announced he will run for mayor of Montgomery. He was elected as probate judge in 2012, becoming the youngest and first African American to hold the position. And the Alabama Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is investigating after decapitated deer carcasses were found on County Road 3 in Autaugaville. They say this type of activity is usually linked to poaching and illegal night hunting. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Controversy multiplying.
Virginia's Attorney General Mark Herring has admitted to dressing in blackface.
Elizabeth Warren is apologizing for listing her race as American Indian for the State Bar of Texas.
I should have been more mindful of the distinction with tribal citizenship.
In San Francisco, a restaurant and five buildings went up in flames through a gas explosion near Golden Gate Park.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's military using trailers to block desperately needed food and supplies from the United States.
Underground explosions rocking Atlanta. At least 10 electrical blasts were reported under the city's famous Peachtree Street.
New York City has told businesses to stop serving food with the cannabis extract until it is deemed as a safe food additive.
And NASA says the last 4 years have been the hottest four on record.
We've been warming a lot, and it's becoming extremely clear.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Show 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See, police officer, law enforcement person, give them a big thumbs up for to thank them for the job that they do. 272-9228, first time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market, then any caller, yes, any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. $60 value. You know what's in that gift basket? Things that you put in up to a value of $60. From Sweet Creek Farm Market. What a great deal. Great people. Great place. Come on and see them. Strawberries are going to be coming in a couple of weeks, I understand. Let's see which way we want to go here. Let's go to... Let's go to Judge Napolitano talking about investigating the president.
House Intel Chair Democrat Adam Schiff responding to President Trump's call for unity this week by opening another Russia probe.
Well, moments ago, President Trump tweeting, so now Congressman Adam Schiff announces, after having found zero Russia collusion, that he is going to be looking at every aspect of my life, both financial and personal, even though there is no reason to be doing so. Never happened before, unlimited presidential harassment.
The Dems and their committees are going nuts. The Republicans never did this to President Obama. There will be no time left to run the government. I hear other committee heads will do the same. They even stealing people who work at the White House as a continuation of the witch hunt.
Judge Andrew Napolitano joins us right now.
The president has summarized this very nicely, and it's unfortunate that he is now the victim of a probably vengeful Democratic majority in the House of Representatives.
But Judge, elections have consequences.
Yeah, we know that. Now, we were talking during the break. Don't you need some suspicion, some kernel of evidence to start an investigation? You do if it's a criminal investigation. You don't if it's the Congress. Unfortunately for the president, the Congress can investigate whatever it wants, and it can literally engage in a witch hunt, whether there's evidence there or not, and President Trump is going to be. And he got ahead of the game by anticipating this very eloquently in his State of the Union. He's about to be in their crosshairs. I don't know where it's going to go. He has a lot of defenses, the most important of which is executive privilege. It's none of your business who I said what to whom, because I'm entitled to privacy when I get advice from people around me. But Congressman Schiff, I think the president is right, is going to go into extra presidential behavior and pre-presidential behavior.
The face of investigation will be the face of Adam Schiff. And I think this is going to be, end result, is going to be a tactical error on Democrats' part. They want to do whatever they can to stop Donald Trump. That is their purpose in life. And I don't think this is the way to do it. I think this is going to backfire on them. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
Good. Hey, it's Thumbs Up Thursday, correct? Ain't that what you said?
That is.
You know, Mr. Ziegler said that he wants to bring back lynching, hanging, for someone that kills a police officer.
Well.
Have you heard of that?
Have not.
You have not. Okay. Well, my question is, if you shoot an officer of the law, then you get the rope. Now, what if that officer, or anybody, a criminal killer, a friend of mine, they don't get the rope, but because he's or she is a officer of the law, it is special. That's what I grew up by.
So, do you have a problem with that?
Well, yeah, he's pointing out if you kill an officer of the law, that's a bigger crime.
Well, I asked, do you have a problem with that?
I do have a problem with that.
Why?
Well, if he killed my daughter, she's an officer of the law. So he gets on death row for the rest of his life.
Well, first
but
of all,
if you kill a law enforcement officer, then you go to a speedy trial and you're hung.
Just hang on. First of all, that's not what the law is. That's Ziegler just talking.
Yes, sir, I understand that.
Okay, so you're making a comparison of something that doesn't exist. So you don't think that if somebody shoots a police officer, that there should be a stricter punishment?
There should be no stricter than a criminal that killed anybody else, a citizen.
Well, it depends on how they killed them.
Well, I just say murder. If you just shoot the person, it don't matter if it's an officer of the law, or your son or your daughter, or innocent bystander. I mean, can you make a law to say if you kill an officer, that's more important? That's my point.
Well, and I think their argument would be that that the person that is the law enforcement officer is carrying a gun and somebody shot the person and who was armed and trying to protect, was there to try to protect citizens.
Well, I think you misunderstand my point, Mr. Morris. If your son...
I've got that. What you're trying to do is say that your son's life is not less valuable than a police officer's life.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Your life to me is more just as important as an officer.
Well, they're both going to be charged with murder. I think the question would be things like, you know, parole and things like that. I'm not for parole for anybody that's committed murder.
Well, I'm not either. All right, sir.
But again, there are a lot of degrees of murder. In other words, you can be texting while you're driving, and you can kill somebody, and that's manslaughter.
Well, my point is, Mr. Ziegler, I mean, he brought this. I don't get that. I just, you know, a law enforcement officer is more important than my son or daughter or a friend of mine. No, I don't buy that.
Okay. Thanks for the telephone call. Let me go to Cranky.
Sir.
Cranky, welcome aboard today, Marcia.
Hey, to answer Clint's question, the law says today that if you kill a police officer, it is a capital murder right then and there, no ifs, ands, or buts. It doesn't matter whether it was line of duty or whether they were in citizen clothes off time. But the reason the law was written that way, nobody's saying that somebody's life is worth, this person's worth more than that person. The reason for that law and the way it was written, why it was written to where it's automatic capital murder if you kill a police officer, is that person that committed that murder, if they will kill an armed police officer, they are a greater threat to you or me or anybody else. Because if you're going to kill that police officer without thinking anything about it,
yep,
they're a hell of a lot more of a threat to you or me.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
That's exactly why that law was written. I asked that question many, many moons ago when I found out that there was a separate statute. And that's the answer that I got, and it makes perfect sense to me. And, I do agree with Clint. You know, this thing's a bigger crime than that, and that thing's the other thing's another crime than that, and all of this, you know, hate crime and this, that, and the other. You know, when you start, you know, micromanaging that level of it, I do have a problem with it. But the law, as it's written, I have no problem with that. That's the way it should be, because if they will kill that law enforcement officer, of course they wouldn't even bat an eye about killing you or me.
And that's exactly the point. Thanks for
that's all I got to say about that. Y'all have a great day, and good afternoon to you, Clint. Always good to hear you.
Thanks, Cranky. Let's go to Big Bird. Big Bird, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm out kind of shopping around. I'm trying to get ready for a big event at 6 o'clock today. I'm celebrating number 48 with my wife.
All right. Where are you taking her out to dinner?
Longhorn, probably.
Longhorn, huh? Is that more for you, or is that more for her?
Well, I don't know. Both of us probably. You know, I was reading about this green initiative and all this. They're concerned about all the cattle and everything and everything. So I'm going to go do my best to help with that problem. I'm going to go eat the cow. So
there you go.
Yeah, I mean, we got to do what's right for the environment.
Let me I'll let you in on something. I forgot to mention this at the opening of the show, but Fresh Market has heart-shaped ribeye steaks. For $14.99 a pound. Now that's for Valentine's Day, but it could also be for anniversaries.
Yeah, sounds like it. I might have to run down there and get one of those to save it for Valentine's Day.
There you go. Well, they're going to be on sale all the way through next week, so you're good to go.
Yeah, I just caught on Fox. I don't know if I'm off subject or not, but I just caught off of Fox News a minute ago. William Barr has cleared the committee,
right.
And he just this afternoon, and he's going to be voted. They're going to vote on him next week.
Yeah, we saw that and reported that, and voted down party lines.
Yeah, that's really something to me. That's really, really important. So I think he's going to be a good one. There's a lot of people raising questions, but I think he will be a good one.
How every Democrat on that committee would not think that he was competent, because that's what you're voting on. Is he capable of doing the job? That every person on that committee that was Democrat felt that he couldn't do the job. That's amazing to me.
Well, it's amazing to me too. But they confirmed him before for Bush, so why can't they confirm him for Trump?
I mean, because it's political.
There you go. Well, you know, this whole thing's going to blow up on him. It's going to come back to bite him. I was the fourth person now in Virginia governor. Now is embroiled in another blackface debate. It seems like everybody that's in the line of succession for governor is coming up with something. And I mean, they started slinging so much stuff on the wall that is starting to fall off the wall and it's coming back on them. I mean, they literally have dug a hole for themselves, and they can't, no matter which way they turn, they're going to fall right in the middle of it.
The hypocrisy is thick.
Yeah, it is absolutely thick. And the thing is that I like is I hate it because, you know, I was just reading an article. I don't know how factual it is, but it seemed like it felt right. But my understanding is that some of George Soros' people and all that, he had brought in $13.6 billion online to put into the Democratic Party for the campaign for 2020. And, you know, you got all these other billionaire guys that are out there supporting it. And it's just like you're going to just see this is going to get worse and worse and worse. And I think the American people, it's going to become so blatant that I think that the entire Democratic political party is going to collapse in on itself because people are sick of it.
Thanks for the telephone call. We'll know in the fullness of time. Let me go to a break. Rusty coming back to you right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Well, my friend, I'm lonely too. I want to get back to my city by the bay.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates awareness and adds credibility to your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are on a Thursday. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rusty. Rusty, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you doing today?
Man, I am out here in this almost 80-degree afternoon. It is so pretty, a few clouds. I know it's going to get cold again tomorrow.
Remember, you're talking to two guys that are in an attic.
I know that y'all going to have to do a remote in front of the parking lot one day.
There you go. Or cut a skylight in here.
Do the show from the parking lot just so you can enjoy the weather.
Oh, yeah. That would be fun.
But Dan, you know, I've been around a while. You know, I've been a few different places. And lived somewhere other than here before. But my question is, if I should, like, get gypsy fever again and decide to move, and say I went to, Virginia.
Yeah?
And I took up residence there, and I lived there, and I became, real civic-minded and decided to run for office.
Yeah?
Should I disclose that one year I went to a Halloween party and dressed up as a Smurf? Because I don't want it to come back years later that I'd done blue face and I was insensitive to them little apple high people. You know,
I'm not sure if that would bring you down, my friend.
Well, I'm like that third guy. I just want to be safe than sorry. I mean, you know, it seems like he's getting the least of the blowback since he did come out. Well, by the way, you know,
he got in front of that story, didn't he?
He did. And I don't know, I heard a caller a while ago saying that back in, 1984, that nobody would have said anything. Well, I think maybe they might not have said anything, but I don't think they probably would have been any less offended or hurt by it. I believe if I had been the governor, what's his name, Northam? I believe if it had been me, when it hit, I would have owned it and you know, tried to smooth that. But, I mean, you know, first he said it was him, then he said it wasn't him. I think if I dressed up either in blackface or as a Klansman at any time in my life, as much brain trauma as I have had, I think I would remember that.
Ah.
You know, it's just, well, what'd you do today? Oh, well, I went down the store, and what'd you do? I dressed up like a Klansman. Oh, well, yeah. I don't know. It's just, did you see the picture they had of that next to a picture of him, and he's wearing the same pants?
No.
He's got the same pants on as the guy in blackface. But, you know, when something comes out like that, just own it. Don't try to cover it
up. Well, you remember he tried to own it, and then everybody called for his resignation when he tried to own it. So he decided to try something a little bit different.
Well, even people calling for the resignation, I mean, how long ago was it? Like 45 years? See, almost 50 years? Or is it 35? I don't know. It was back in the late 70s, early 80s. Yeah. I don't remember.
I think it was 84, but go ahead.
You know, everybody wants everybody to. And then when something happens to them and they want them to resign, they don't want to resign. It's just nuts. But I'm just glad Michael Jackson's not alive to be in on it. All right, man, look. Y'all work on that remote thing out in the parking lot. I think y'all will have a lot of fun doing that.
I think we could have a lot of fun doing that.
And work in more Reagan jokes. That was great yesterday.
Did you enjoy? I was amazed at the number of people who have commented on that.
Oh, I love the one about the Republican speech from the Democratic platform. I've told that one, and that's one you could tell from church right there. You can tell that one in too.
Yeah.
But y'all hang in there, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thanks, Rusty. Good talking to you. Glad you're feeling better. Smokin' Otis, how are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm good, Dan. I'm good. I'm like Rusty there. I'm sitting out on the edge of a pond out here now. Enjoying the weather, brother. It's nice.
God, you guys are killing me. You do remember, Joey and I are up in the attic.
Yeah, I know it. I guess we kind of rub it in just a little bit, Dan. But
yeah,
I know
you
that
are.
You'll be off here in just a little while, and you'll be enjoying it, too. It ain't going to go away by 3 o'clock.
I hope so.
I heard yesterday afternoon on Fox News something about this, about the Chinese infiltrating the United States, kind of tactfully like. Have you heard anything about all that?
Yeah, that was a story that was on the news last night.
Yeah, and what really concerned me,
and particularly
me
in
was,
colleges.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and that concerned me because we got Confucius Institutes right here in Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah.
And when I heard that, I thought, I don't know a whole lot about it. I better read on it. So I started reading a little bit, and it, it kind of seemed to be making themselves our friends, it seems, but yet come in here and steal our technology and all that. It just kind of concerned me.
It should concern you. I think one of the bigger problems that we've got out there is China. And our ability to get along is one thing, but our ability to stop them from doing some things that they're doing, particularly stealing intellectual properties and using it. I mean, when you're looking at the artificial intelligence world, China is way ahead of us, way ahead of us.
Yeah, well, I expect that probably the basis of it was probably some of our ideas, and they took it and ran with that. But I don't know. It just kind of concerned me. I hadn't really thought about that. You know, there's so much other stuff going on in the world, and you stop and think about, well, we done made friends with them so much that, they're infiltrating our country, and we don't even really see it. Yeah?
Yeah. No, that's... they are... they're keeping an eye on China in a very, particularly in the intelligence world, because they have so many balls that are up in the air that could have an effect on us.
Right, right, and there's so many of them in the country too. That concerned me. So many of them in our universities around the country. But anyway, I just want to throw that out there. You know, the Confucius Institute, if people don't know about it, they ought to read just a little bit about that stuff and find out what's going on.
Thanks for the telephone call, Smoking Nuggets.
Yes. You think I can get in that drawing again this week?
When was the last time you won it?
Man, about last summer.
Was it that long ago?
It has been.
Smoking Nuggets, give me your month and day of birth.
Man, it's 5/10 as always, Dan.
All right.
We got you, big guy.
Thank you, man. Y'all have a great one, Dan.
Thanks. Gonna be back. Dan Moore Show right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Sweet, sweet Connie. Turn her act. She had the whole show, and that's a natural fact.
Biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community, a 5 day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on the Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump pushing back against House Democrats who are reopening parts of the Russia election meddling investigation.
President Trump says Democrats are going nuts, accusing committees of presidential harassment.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Freshman Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez supporting a Green New Deal to achieve net zero greenhouse gas emissions within a decade.
This issue faces all of us, and we are not going to get divided over it, period. We leave no one behind on our solutions.
Republicans say such a measure would harm the oil, gas, and coal industry. Some Democrats see other paths to combat climate change. The Senate Judiciary Committee today advancing William Barr's nomination for Attorney General. The committee vote was along party lines. Barr is expected to be confirmed by the Republican-controlled Senate as early as next week. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is the last of the warm days before reality comes back tomorrow. For today, a good bit of sunshine. Unusually warm, you bet. We'll get up to about 82 for a high. That should break the old record of 81. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Some showers move in late tonight and early in the day Friday as a cold front sweeps through the state. It'll be windy, colder during the day Friday with temperatures falling through the 50s down to about 51 by sunset. Overnight low temperature tomorrow night, 37. Then on Saturday, with cool sunshine back, high temperature up to about 57. That's normal for this time of the year. Back to the low 60 Sunday with a slight chance of showers. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement? Or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy series starting February 12th. Call 649-4911. Call 649-4911.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. And getting ready for the TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show tomorrow.
I saw your face looking ten times.
Let's continue on with Jason Politano. He's going to be talking about a shadow investigation that Adam Schiff is coming up with, where they're going to be doing a colorectal examination of one Donald J. Trump.
So this is never going to end. We're 2 years into the administration. It's continuation of investigation after investigation.
Sadly, I think you're right.
So why not interview, why not investigate Adam Schiff? Why not investigate Maxine
Waters?
They
could, couldn't they?
How do they become rich?
Well, I don't know the answer to that.
Why not investigate them? There could be no reason.
They could.
Because the Democrats control the Congress and they won't investigate their own.
Does the president have an attorney? Why doesn't the president just run a private investigation onto Adam Schiff?
Well, the president would, if he's going to use the power of the government to do anything, has to do it through the DOJ, and there has to be evidence of some criminal
behavior. Not the other
way
around.
What's the difference in this investigation?
No, it's not the other way.
What's the difference in this Russia investigation and the one that Mueller's working on?
This one, the Congress can control. This is a shadow investigation. If one of Bob Mueller's people revealed what went on before the grand jury, that's a criminal event.
Right.
If one of Adam Schiff's people revealed what they learned, they can do it with impunity. So Congress can conceal or reveal whatever they want. They can run a shadow investigation to Bob Mueller's.
Right.
And what did they do yesterday? They sent to Mueller the transcripts of everybody who has testified before them in the when the Republicans ran the Congress, so Mueller could see if anybody lied.
Killmeat is ridiculous.
He drives me crazy. And he thinks he's so smart, and it's just like he goes brain numb sometimes.
Well, and are you seriously suggesting the President of the United States should open up a private investigation on the main guy of the House Oversight Committee? Give me a break.
Well, you know what I think is interesting? How many times do we hear the mantra, you don't investigate your political opponents?
Right.
And what is Adam Schiff doing?
He's investigating political opponents.
There you go. So let's continue on with Jerry Napolitano talking about Trump and getting to tax returns, and then Cohen not showing up to later on this month.
I don't know the answer. They asked for Roger Stones about a month ago, and he got them. But yesterday, they just shipped everything over there.
What do you make of the fact that Michael Cohen, who had been the president's, one of his attorneys, although the president said he didn't really handle much for him, he had been scheduled to come to Capitol Hill. Now it sounds as if he will be in the hot seat, behind closed doors, the day that the president is meeting with Kim Jong-un.
Well, they obviously want to steal the thunder from the president, because remember, they can conceal and reveal legally whatever they want. I don't know what's going on with Michael Cohen. The window of his freedom is closing, and Congress knows that. March 10th, he's got to report to a federal prison. Yesterday, when Congressman Schiff was asked why the delay, he said, you'll soon find out why the delay, and there's a very good reason for it. We don't know. I hate government in secret, because then they each reveal their own version of it, rather than treating us like adults and letting us see what happened, but that's where we are.
The Ways and Means Subcommittee is now looking in for his tax returns.
Oh, boy.
So here we go.
Yeah. Well, let's see.
Yeah, the old tax return situation here. Now, Trey Gowdy is going to kind of weigh in on this and talk about the Schiff investigation.
Calls for unity cooled quickly as the now House Intel Chairman Adam Schiff made his first big move tonight, announcing a sweeping investigation into President Donald Trump and voting to turn the transcripts of the congressional interviews with Donald Trump Jr. and Hope Hicks and others over to the special counsel Robert Mueller for cross-checking, wasting no time firing back from the president.
He's just a political hack who's trying to build a name for himself, and I think that's fine because that's what they do, but there would be no reason to do that. No other politician has to go through that. It's called presidential harassment, and it's unfortunate, and it really does hurt our country.
Join me now, former prosecutor and Congressman, Fox News contributor Trey Gowdy. I also want to put up a tweet by Adam Schiff and get your thoughts on this. He says, I can understand why the idea of a meaningful oversight terrifies the president. Several of his close associates are going to jail. Others await trial and criminal investigations continue. We're going to do our job and won't be distracted or intimidated by threats or attacks, he writes. What say you, sir?
I just wish Adam would be intimidated by the facts. The 2 years that I worked with him on the Russia probe, Adam was wrong about collusion. Remember, he said he had evidence that was more than circumstantial, but not quite direct, that the president colluded with Russia. He was wrong about Donald Trump Jr. and who he called before and after the meeting at Trump Tower. Adam has also leaked incorrect information to media outlets. I wish Adam were serious about oversight. There's a lot that needs to be done in the intelligence community about leaks, about FISA. He's not interested in that. He is interested in undoing the 2016 election results. And he needs facts for that. And so far, his intimidation has only been by that.
Trey Gowdy is a Fox contributor now, and they were smart to get him on there. He does these live shots from television station in Greenville, I believe. I used to work in that market, went to school in that market, too. But he's a great asset to Fox. And what he's doing is he's doing a lot more of the nighttime, primetime stuff versus the Fox and Friends daytime stuff, which I think is good because of just Brian Kilmeade. A little bit goes a long way, as you can imagine. So let's start with Trey Gowdy here and talking about collusion. There's none, but they're probably going to find something because they keep looking.
I mean, it's interesting to me because as you point out, he said early on that he had seen evidence that there was collusion. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering, you know, none of us know what is in the Mueller report. But I wonder what his response is going to be if they don't find collusion. Nobody knows what else they might see in there. But how's he going to react, and where's his evidence going to be if indeed that report disappoints him?
I just hope he's asked. I mean, I'll just settle for someone in the D.C. print media asking Adam a follow-up question. He said he had evidence of collusion between Russia and President Trump before Bob Mueller was ever appointed. He had evidence of collusion before anybody else did, according to Adam Schiff. So why is he not constantly asked, as a Republican would be and should be, if you claim you have evidence, direct evidence of collusion, what is it? And he's either not asked or he's not forced to respond.
Trey Gowdy is so, because he really lays it out there, and he calls it the way it is. And you can tell there's no love lost between the two of them. Okay, so now Trey Gowdy is going to be talking about the Whitaker testimony. Listen to what he says at the very end of this. I like this.
And if that's the case, I think, most of America would certainly like to know what happened, because everybody would certainly want to know that if that was indeed the case. In terms of Congressman Nadler, who is heading up the committee, and he is asking for Mark Whitaker, the acting attorney general, who's coming in on February 8th to testify about why or why not, what his process was on not recusing himself from the Russia investigation when he became acting attorney general. Then they said they were going to subpoena him also, even though he said he was going to come and talk to them.
Yeah, there are three reasons that Jerry Nadler did that. Number one, so you and I would be talking about it, and others would be talking about the acting AG being under subpoena. Number two, it does compel attendance, but Matt's already said he's coming. Thirdly, and importantly, what I don't think your viewers know is when Matt says, I can't answer that question because it's privileged, I can't answer that question because it's an ongoing investigation, if you're under subpoena, it makes it much easier for the committee to compel you to answer. That's why they're doing it. They're not worried about him not showing up. He's already said he's coming. Although, Martha, I hope he doesn't. He's going to be the AG for about another week. He's got about another week, so he's certainly not going to talk about his vision for the Department of Justice. He can't talk about Mueller. He can't talk about Rosenstein. He can't talk about any ongoing investigation, and he can't talk about communications he's had with the president. So what's he going to talk about? He's not going to be there in a week. So, look, Matt's got access to much better legal minds than mine, but I think I'd have a cold Friday if I were him. And then by this time next week, Bill Barr will have been confirmed, and he can come answer all of Jerry Nadler's questions. But Whitaker's got, what, a week left on the job?
Trey Gowdy's spot on with this whole thing. Interestingly, the thing that's going to come across that's going to be very interesting is both Schiff and Nadler have this kind of just make you mad type of the way they handle questions and the way they handle things and how outraged they get at people. And them being in charge of those two committees, the judicial and intelligence, I think is going to create for a much more of the essence of Nadler and of the essence of Schiff, and I don't think it's going to come across likable. Now, I don't know how much the media is going to play of that, but we certainly are going to be getting sound clips of questions and how they ask them and what they do, and we're going to be playing them. But I think it's going to come across that they are disingenuous, that they're basically haters that are out there, and they're out to get people. They're not trying to find truth. They're just trying to find something that they can find something wrong with somebody. Remember, it's what did Trump do wrong today? Jim Jordan was on this morning, and he's going to be talking about building the wall.
Highest number one priority is not a wall.
Dems.
It's technology. We have to reach the point where the trucks and cars coming into the United States are scanned to make certain they're not bringing in narcotics, weapons, or people.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, one of the anti-wall advocates on Congress, insisting that a physical border or a barrier or a wall, not necessary. Technology is.
Although he did bring that deal with Lindsey Graham of $25 billion for the wall a year ago. This comes as a report from Capitol Hill says negotiators may be closer to a deal, but that deal may include money only for a barrier, not a wall. But I think the president understands that.
Here to react is Congressman Jim Jordan. Congressman, we wanted to ask you about this because now Democrats, some of the folks that are anti-wall, now they're saying it is a regional crisis down there. You remember at first they said no crisis, now they're saying regional crisis, but yeah, not a national emergency. What's your response?
No, that's crazy. I mean, just last week we had a drug bust, enough fentanyl to kill 57 million Americans, and they're saying that's a regional concern, not a national emergency. Everyone knows this is a national emergency. What are we on now, though? The fifth caravan, I think?
Yeah.
So you just had to watch the news the last several months to know this is an emergency. The president knows it. This is why he was elected. This is the central issue. And as he said the other night in a great speech, he said he's committed to getting the wall built. That's what we got to do.
Okay, so Jim Jordan is going to Shelby thinks that by the first part of next week, they're going to kind of come up with some kind of deal here that's going to include barriers. Now, there is a story flying around that what Nancy Pelosi is talking about is this cross-tied steel about a car barrier to stop cars from coming through, and it's only about 3-4 feet high. That's it. And it's basically just to stop a car. That's what they're going to pose in the piece of legislation that we talked about that the congressman had gotten a summary of. That's what one of the things they think is in there. But if they go with barriers, and not calling it walls, but barriers, and they go with more technology, then I think we're going to have a win, because what will happen is Trump is going to go find money from other places and redirect that money into more walls. So let's hear Jim Jordan talk about getting to yes.
Henry Cuellar says, they're still on the president, that says, I think there's a path forward, but people need to understand, we're not going to be able to give the president $5.7 billion. I'm telling you, it's no way. So is there a number in between that the Freedom Caucus and Jim Jordan would be okay with?
Yeah, we'll look at it, but you have to understand what we're dealing with today. 10 years ago, all the Democrats were for exactly what we're for, what the American people want, most importantly, what the president campaigned on and won on. We need a border security wall. But look at their positions. Blumenauer says, oh, we're going to abolish ICE. Their candidate for president campaigned on a borderless hemisphere, even though 10 years ago she said we need money for a barrier, money for a wall. They had Stacey Abrams do the State of the Union response, and just 3 weeks ago, Stacey Abrams says, oh, it's okay if non-citizens vote. They've taken the most radical positions their party's ever taken, and yet we still might get an agreement, which shows the persistence and the willingness to negotiate that the president's displayed. Hopefully we get there. We'll just have to wait and see.
News Show 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to go to a quick break and be right back.
Dan Morris Show.
I saw your face, better looking 10 times. Cut up from the chase, still I so admire. Bloodshot your smile, delicate and wild.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Hey, sweetheart, this Valentine's is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. Surprise me.
with a vintage diamond necklace for $100. Maybe the diamond studs for two. Or hug my neck with the $300 triple diamond cross necklace. You go, babe. 1, 2, 3, and Marguerite's. And Marguerite's, they make it. They really make it.
Marguerite's is open every day through Valentine's. Marguerite's is in the Peppertree Shopping Center on Vaughn Road.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You know, I'm going to talk to you about smart technology so you can try to save some money. Yeah, I've got one of those thermostats that knows my drill. So it's turning off stuff when I'm not there. And so when I come and do the show, it pops the, make sure the heat's not on and overdoing it. It knows my kind of structure as it warms up during the day. It's dropping the heat down and let the house just heat itself through all the windows. That smart technology can save you money. And what you need to do is take advantage of it. And you need to call Mr. Electric. They can help you with your security system. I can check mine, turn it on, turn it off from my phone, look at video on it, see who's sitting at the door. They can do that also. They can do that and they can install it. They can either install it, you go buy it, they install it, or they'll go tell you where to go and they'll install it, or they'll go get it for you. You need to be ready to copy down the cell phone number. 334-269-8886. 334-269-8886. Mr. Electric, my good friend, Dan Black. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard.
Hi, Dan and Joey.
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Had to give the dogs a bath today.
Oh, boy. Who got more wet, you or the dog?
I think we were both equally bathed.
There you go. What type of dog do you have?
You know, I have a couple of rescue dogs. One of them is Kemper. If you remember, he's an Australian healer. And then I have I think she's like a cross between a Pyrenees and a Lab.
Ooh, that's a word.
Yeah, real curly tail, white hair, but then, you know, the hair kind of gets a little yellow toward the backside. So I don't know. She's, anyway, Kira, she's a sweet little dog.
What's on your mind today?
Well, let me just tell you, what I do is when it's cold like this or colder, is I bathe them, and then I run them out in the pool. I take them to the pool to rinse them off.
Oh, really? Man.
Especially that long hair. Yeah, oh, yeah. They're very invigorated by the time we get through.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, it's a great day for it with the temperature.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I think you're exactly right on that, on what Trump's going to do. If they will just give him a fair opening, if Congress will give him a fair opening, saying barrier, la-da-da-da-da, he's just going to take that as a yes. And he's going to build a wall with wherever he can find funds to do it. He'll get it done. The little 3-foot, you know, cross tie thing, that's not going to work. And he's not going to put it up. I think you're right. I think he's just going to take it as a yes and move on.
Yep. Take yes for an answer and then just do it. Declare victory.
Just declare victory and move on. Well, you know, and what are they going to say? What are they going to do? Nothing. Because they've said build a barrier. Okay, well, here's the barrier.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to.
Can Congress micromanage him like that, too?
Well, they can. They can micromanage him if they want to. That's part of the problem is that they did not have that because they didn't want to have restraints on the executive branch making decisions, but Democrats do want to have those restraints.
Yeah. Okay, guys, well, thanks for taking my call again.
Thanks,
Papa. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Papa B. You have a great day. One other person I want to talk about in all seriousness, and that's Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. David Ingram, who's a very smart business guy, progressive in thinking about how to help you, the client, out, they are doing right-time pricing on their cars. So if you went out to Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, say, 2 weeks ago, Well, you ought to go back and see if that car is still there and see what the price is on it now. You may be surprised. Maybe the thing you need to do is go out and see what they have in the inventory, see if it's at the price mark that you wanted, make them an offer. If they don't take it, then go back and see what happens a week later to that price, 10 days later. You're going to be surprised. They're going to mark that car down because as it sits there in the lot and it hadn't found a buyer, they're going to find a buyer by dropping the price down. So take advantage. David Ingram is very serious about this, very progressive, and looking at right-time pricing. So if a car's been sitting there, they want to get moved right off the lot. So take advantage of it. Go by and see Tip Thames, David Ingram, the whole gang at Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Okay. Let's listen to Jim Jordan talk about Prez maybe going it alone.
There's an item in the Washington Post, Congressman, that says that apparently the Democrats have said we could increase money for fencing, but no wall. Clearly, you know, they just don't want to give the president any sort of something that would even approach a win for him.
Well, that could be it. I guess that's probably where they're coming from, just a purely political perspective. If they could get past this idea of stopping the president and get on what the president talked about the other night, helping the country, we could get there. And it does include a border security wall. Like I said, they were for it before. But that seems to be the problem. When you take the, I mean, Pelosi herself has said walls are immoral. I did a tweet the other day and I said, well, if walls are immoral, where's your legislation, Madam Speaker? Where's your legislation to actually take down the wall between Tijuana and San Diego?
Sure.
So their positions are entirely inconsistent because they're focused on one thing, stopping the president. Let's focus on helping the country. If we do that, I think we can get an agreement and do what the country knows needs to happen, which is a border security wall.
Jim, what do you think is happening? What do people tell you is happening behind closed doors? Shelby says there's substantive talks. Tell us what you think.
Well, I talked to Tom Graves, who's on the conference committee yesterday. He seems to think they're making some progress. I said, can you get to an agreement? He says, you know, the answer we all expect. He says he doesn't know. They're going to keep trying. The president has, I think, displayed amazing amounts of patience, amazing amounts of willingness to negotiate. We'll just have to see.
This is going to be big. We have some very important days coming up. And the question is, tomorrow they're doing the Border Patrol folks that are going to be testifying and see what the Democrats do with that and how they respond to it. One person has already said, well, they're not telling us anything that we haven't already heard before. The problem is, are you listening? Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Tell me, on the replay, we're going to have the doctor on for which hour?
Yes, from Monday, that'll be the first hour, so 1 o'clock on Saturday on News Talk 93.1 FM.
So if you miss Monday's show, you're going to want to catch the replay at 1 o'clock with Dr. Mitchell. He's great, and my good friend Ed Gannon talking about this abortion issue, and he's giving it from the OBGYN perspective, and he knows, my friend, he knows. Joey, thanks for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock for the TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. I'm going to keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great, he's next. Adios.